All right, good morning everyone and welcome here today. It's good to see so many of you out here this morning. I know there's numerous things happening in the community today that you could have been elsewhere too, I suppose, but thank you for being here, and I trust today can be a good day that we can see what the Lord has for us and how we can be inspired and encouraged and challenged in our thinking. So if you all have a handout there that says, "Who am I? Identity," at the top, that will be what I'm going through this morning. And I feel I may be going rather quickly through this, and by the time I'm done, you might think I'm a mile wide and only an inch deep. Sometimes when you prepare for a topic, you don't know, should you focus on one thing and try to go really deep on one area, or should you just try to skim over a whole bunch of things? But this is what I put together in the last week or two here. So who are you? If you would ask, or somebody would ask you that question, who are you? How would you describe yourself? And there's numerous different ways that people would probably answer that. But I'd like to look into the Word of God today and see who God says we are. And then a little bit later, look a little bit at what can happen in life that maybe causes us to believe things that God didn't say that we are. And yeah, there's just so many different directions one could go with this. But who are you? God says, I have two sets of notes here. I have one set that you have, and I have my own set. And I hope your version is supposed to be a condensed version of mine, so I hope they sort of follow along. Now, this is the first time I'm using a PowerPoint, so I might get confused between my notes and this and that and everything. So just pray for me if I start getting scatterbrained. First thought I have there under the picture there is, you are created in God's image for a purpose, for relationship, and for His glory. Does that fall in line with what you think about yourself, about who you are? You are created on purpose. You are created with purpose. You are created for a purpose. And that purpose is to fill God's divine purpose. Does your life and your belief system line up with that? Genesis 1:26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." The word image there has the idea of taking a picture or a snapshot or something like that. The outer form as such. And after our likeness has the idea of the inner man, the capacity to think and to reason and the eternal spirit capacity of us. So we are created in God's image and His likeness. And we have been given something to do. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So we have been given a purpose, something to do. Verse 27, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And beginning in verse 28 says, and God blessed them. And then Genesis 2:7 also talks about the body part of us. Spirit, soul, and body. And God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And that word breathe there, if you would study the original language in the Hebrew, that is a very fascinating and interesting word. Now, I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but I understand that word breathe means, it has a twofold meaning, that word. The first part of the word means an explosion. So when God breathed that breath of life into a human form, there was an explosion of sorts. Then the second part of the word means a long, drawn-out, intentional breath. So you were given life very intentionally. And I don't know what it looks like when God breathed life into Adam, what kind of an explosion that was, but I think it's good for us to meditate a little bit. You know, what could that have been like, or what was that like? God forms this body out of the dust of the ground, out of clay, and then He breathes His eternal life or breath or spirit into us, and this form of clay becomes a living soul. And you and I are all descendants of that Adam. So why were we created? What are some of the purposes of our creation? Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive honor and glory, receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. For God's pleasure. And I think there's another verse in, I don't think I have it in here, but fellowship, relationship. God wants fellowship and relationship with his creation. And there's a phrase in Genesis 2, I believe, where it talks about where God came to talk with Adam and Eve in the evening. I forget the exact verse, but I think you know what I mean. He came to talk with them and have a relationship and fellowship with them. Ephesians 3:11, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have an eternal purpose. But I don't think we're going to find that purpose outside of Jesus Christ our Lord. When sin came into the world and mankind was kicked out of the Garden of Eden, so to say, I think there's been something intrinsically within man that we have always been longing to be back in that garden, to be back where that fellowship was with God, where everything was perfect and where everything was right, the way God had intended it to be in the beginning. We're missing that ever since we've left the garden, and there's something inside of us that is longing to be back in that garden, and that way can only be found through Jesus Christ. Psalms 139 talks a little bit more about our creation and how we were made. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearful.